Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to What Culture Wrestling. Maybe one of the last videos we do from Philadelphia, the city of love, the brother. Is that right?
City of brotherly love.
City of brotherly love. So you had something to do with all of that. So if you saw the Cody Rhodes video, you should watch it right now. We are recording in the middle of a park. There's the Rocky Steps. The Rocky statue is over there. But I don't know whether this is going to come across on camera. The eclipse is happening right now, and Phil and I keep looking at it, and we can do because it's behind clouds. However, it does pop out, apparently we go blind, but that's okay. We can become supervillains. But look, as we do stand here on the Monday after WrestleMania 14, sports entertainment is dead. Well, at least we're moving away from sports entertainment. At least that is what the hierarchy at WWE kind of insinuated. Now, we're getting to the obvious beats first. They told us this during the press conference. So it's just a way to tell you that I don't mind the term sports entertainment anymore. Every time I use it, I do it facetiously. And in that brand new WWE opening, they even say sports and entertainment. So I don't think the vibe is going to go away. But essentially, in case you don't know, when Vince McMahon was in charge, you weren't allowed to say pro wrestling. Pro wrestling was a dirty word. Go and listen to like any of Austin's podcasts. Steve Austin would always be like, oh man, it's pro wrestling, the real sports entertainment. But Vince McMahon, he don't like it. You know, and it's a term that I think it kind of annoyed people. But I like some glasses. Yeah, I have some glasses. Thanks, man. Is that to look at the eclipse? Can I just put them on to do my video? Is that all right? Yeah, cheers. Thank you very much. There we go. Live videos. I can't see anything, but I don't know if I have the same energy when I can't see anything. Let's see what happens. But the point is, no, I can't do it. Actually, it's impossible. I don't like it at all. It's like the end is coming and I'm about to die. Unless these are like laced with drugs. That's the nicest thing anyone has ever done. Just some kid walked up to you and gave you glasses. America is so lovely. But I think the idea isn't necessarily to say that a big change is coming when it comes to WWE, but that we can call it pro wrestling again. That's something that Paul Heyman kind of harped on during his Hall of Fame speech. And I do think that's important because as soon as you start telling people, oh, we can't mention the word pro wrestling, it's almost like saying you're ashamed about it. And I get when you're a kid, and I don't think it happens so much anymore. It certainly happened to me until the Attitude Era kicked off. You got bullied a little bit, right, for liking pro wrestling, which was always crazy. But we should be proud of the things that we do enjoy. But my favourite spin on this, and I guess there's a little bit of irony to it as well, is that they said this about an hour after the most sports entertainment main event at WrestleMania I've ever seen in my life. Because, of course, you have Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns fighting it out, which was a really good match, by the way. I rewatched it this morning just to get an idea of the actual back and forth. Those two have wonderful chemistry. Then here's Jimmy Uso. He gets taken out by Jey Uso. Here's Solo Sikoa. So John Cena just arrives. And let's not forget that in terms of the storyline, or in kayfabe, if you want to use that word, where did he come from? He was just hanging out. Oh, my gosh. I got to kick Solo Sikoa's ass. Out comes The Rock. We have that awesome generational moment between The Rock and John Cena. Then The Undertaker is here. And look, going back to old Stone Cold, I would imagine that this was meant to be his spot, but he turned it down for whatever reason. But I do like the justification of, well, who has always been the last boss at WrestleMania? It's The Undertaker. So I think that's not a good tidbit too. But also, the Seth Rollins thing. Now, I didn't necessarily notice this at the time because you're trying to take in so much. But people have kind of extrapolated now, and I do think this is the direction we're going to go in. Seth came out in his Shield gear because that is the one thing that Roman Reigns has never been able to get over. If you go back to the Royal Rumble when they had their match, when Roman was going to hit Seth with the chair, he said to him, you made me like this, I'll never forgive you. You took a piece of me that night. So even though he had Cody Rhodes in the ring and he had Seth Rollins in the ring, he was like, man, I'm going to hit Seth Rollins. Because when I see that, to use a very 2024 word, I'm triggered, and that eventually costs the championship and Cody Rhodes becomes a champion. Now, I actually think you can call this both sports entertainment and pro wrestling, because that's just a good angle, right? That's just a great way to get heat, and that's just a great way to tell you you should be invested in the show, and you should enjoy and remember every single story beat, because at any time we could go back to it, whereas the sports entertainment stuff is the entrances, it's the pomp and circumstance, The Rock coming out with his belt going, bye bye, I'm going to kick your ass. But I don't understand why, you know, we always have to revert back to that, especially because, again, as they keep telling us, this is a brand new era. That's what we should call it, I've just decided. People keep calling it the Paul Levesque era. Let's call it the pro wrestling era, right? As stupid as that sounds. And for people that don't watch pro wrestling, they'll be like, I don't understand. This is really confusing. But I think that's what we're going back to. And I mean, there's so much I like about this stupid business, this stupid industry. But knowing that I should, and that once again, I use that word, I should be rewarded for tuning into Raw, for tuning into SmackDown, even tuning into NXT, whatever else it may be, Dynamite, you know, Collision, you can pick your show that speaks the most to you. And knowing that I may see something that then pays off 6 months to a year down the line, that's the beauty, right? That's the secret sauce of pro wrestling. And maybe this Seth Rollins thing doesn't go anywhere, and it's something we do need to revisit. But WWE has, well, they've got my faith again, and they've got my trust. And I don't think that anything that we're seeing right now isn't going to have a payoff, of course, except for all the stuff with John Cena, The Rock, and The Undertaker. Although that's another thing, another good thing they've done recently. I have to point out, I can't talk at the moment. I bit my tongue last night. Just realized I bruised it massively. It's massive in my mouth, which is a weird thing to say, but in case I sound like Cody with a little bit of a lisp. But I think something that all pro wrestling is doing well right now is the use of legends. And a big criticism of WWE a few years ago, and they're totally just one as well, is that either the legends were relied on too much. We all remember like a Raw 1000, whatever it was called, Raw 25, when we almost gave the message of our old stars are better than our new stars. Well, now we're using them in these almost cameo roles, and it's very clear who the stars of today are. It's Cody Rhodes, it's Roman Reigns, it's a Damian Priest, it's a Seth Rollins, etc., etc. And that is an awesome direction to head in. And once again, that's more pro wrestling, right? Something that Tony Khan has always done very well. We were only like a couple of months from the Sting retirement, and that is one of the best legendary retirements we have ever done. So nobody is clamoring right now, right, for The Rock versus John Cena Part 3. They wrestled twice, didn't they? Once in a lifetime, which was a massive lie. They want to see The Rock versus Cody Rhodes. Now, I'm sure you can go, well, wait a minute, Simon, that is relying on the legends of yesteryear. Yes, but it's a way to make Cody Rhodes a bigger star, right? It's not to feed The Rock's ego. It's not to feed John Cena's ego. The Undertaker has made it very clear he's never going to wrestle again. So if you can use them in small moments in order to elevate everybody else, then once again, it ties into what pro wrestling, I don't want to say used to be, but maybe WWE had moved a little bit away from that. And now they're getting back into it, and it's clearly something that Paul Levesque is into. Can I call him Paul Levesque? I'm calling him Triple H. I felt well uncomfortable to the point I caught myself saying it. But if he starts to marry that up as well with, and this could be a WrestleMania thing, so I don't think we need to go too far away with this. We need to see what's going to happen on Raw and SmackDown and moving forward. But even though we've gone back to these kind of old ways, the in-ring style, the in-ring product, to me, again, over the last 2 days, or over the WrestleMania 40 weekend, felt very much what you would see on a wider wrestling world right now. Now, of course, WWE has their style, they have their playbook, the main event, especially on night one, I didn't mind it at all, but if you wanted to call it super slow, I totally understand it. They like the gravitas of things, but we also had matches. We had Sami Zayn, for goodness sake, doing El Generico spots. And what I really liked about that, when he gave Gunther the brainbuster on the turnbuckle, is I believe a portion of that crowd is so dialed in, even though we haven't seen El Generico in years, because of course he went down to Mexico to help the orphanage, they didn't think that he was going to do anything but that move, because they remembered what he'd done in Ring of Honor, the independent scene, and wherever else he made his name. So that's what we should do, right? You pay homage to the past, you respect the past, but you make sure you, I don't say drag, that's a bit much, but you move the product into the future so you can cater to every single audience that you do have under your banner. And that's probably why WWE is so successful right now. If you want to go back to the old cliche, that there's something for everyone, I truly, truly believe there is. And there's been some crazy people going, oh no, Cody's won the belt and WrestleMania 40 is over. How is WWE going to keep the momentum going? Momentum breeds momentum. And right now, WWE is arguably, and we can get into this on another video, hotter than they have been since the Attitude Era, and maybe even hotter in the sense that Raw, that we will be going to later, that you've probably already seen by the time this video goes live, has around about 19,000 people in it. And there was a time, especially, look, no one was doing consistent Raws of 90,000 back in the Attitude Era. They weren't going to stadiums for all their pay-per-views, which is essentially what they are doing in 2024. But this is great. I hope they continue to absolutely smash it. I hope it's the same for AEW, Ring of Honor, New Japan. It's a super exciting time to be a pro wrestling fan. That's because sports entertainment is dead, even though it's never actually going to die. Make sure you get those comments now. Let me know, what do you prefer? Maybe you're devastated that sports entertainment is going away. But otherwise, like the video, share the video, and subscribe. There will be a video on the screen, probably me talking about my WrestleMania travels, or Cody Rhodes, or Ups and Downs, or Raw, or who knows. The only way to find out is by clicking on it. But thank you for supporting us as always. As you can probably tell, I've got like maybe one more video in me, then I'll have no voice. It's just the way. Take care, my friends. See you soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.